The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Meseches Shabbos on Daf Nun Gimel. Today we'd like to discuss the concept of constellations in halacha and in Jewish hashkafa. The Gemara tells us that Adam isle mazel, behema lesle mazel, on Amud Beis. What does it mean, Adam isle mazel? It means, the translation literally is, a person is under the influence of the constellations. Which means, occurrences that happen to him in his life are predetermined and are outcomes from the various formations of the stars and the in space. This concept that a person, what happens to a person, his money, his mezoinos, his all orchav chayav is all affixed according to the constellations, seems to contradict the very essence of Jewish hashkafa, that a person can change his life, that a person is influenced of schar and onish, like the Rambam says in the Yud Ikrim, that is the controlling doctrine of what will happen to him in his everyday life. So let's talk about, first of all, other mekoiros in halacha, and not only in halacha, in effect, chush and mishpat, that we look at a person's mazel and we take it into consideration. It is in validity to constellations in halacha. The Gemara can be seen in Bava Metzia, Daf Kufei, very fascinating Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when we have a general partnership, that one of the general partners want to break up the partnership, the Gemara goes back and forth and tries to see if a partner could break a partnership. And the Gemara says one of the partners have a taina, that a partner could say to the other taina, the other partner, that I do not want to break up the partnership. Why? Because mazla the beit shrei adif. I want to keep the partnership because being a partnership, I'm more successful in business. Mazla the beit shrei adif. So we see that in a taina mamoni, in a monetary taina, a claim, there is a consideration of mazalois, and a partner could actually stop the breaking of a partnership, saying that I like the partnership because I feel it's better mazal when we're partners. Another halachic gemara, taking into consideration the concept of mazalois, is the gemara Yevamos and Samachdal. The gemara Yevamos and Samachdal tells us that a woman who's a isha katlonis, a woman who was married three times, and each time her husband died, a person is prohibited from marrying her a fourth time. Why, says the gemara? Because she's labeled a katlonis. Her mazal is that anyone who marries her will die. The gemara does not take into consideration, maybe she'll do tshuva, maybe she'll daven and change her mazel. No, her mazel is fixed. There's nothing to do about her mazel. It's set in stone. So you see, even these two gemaras, the concept of mazalois, are taken to effect not only in tainas, in mamonis, but also taken to effect in the deal hilkas of Eben Ezra, the deals of marriage. Also, the other chelik of Shulchan Aruch, if we look in hilkas Yerideya, there's one small simon in hilkas Yerideya that deals l'choira explicitly with the laws of mazalos, and that is simon kuf ayin tes. If we look over there in hilkas ma'onin and mechashi, if it's labeled in simon kuf ayin tes sif base, the mechaber says this is halacha lamaitza nahagu. There is a minag she'ein maschilin b'sheni or b'rivi. We don't start anything on sheni or revi. We don't start anything on Monday and Wednesday. Why don't we start anything on Monday and Wednesday? So the Taz says because the mazel of Monday and Wednesday is not such a good mazel, and therefore we don't start anything then because we may not be successful. Also says the Mechaber, the ein nosim noshim el b'mile levana. We only get married after the 15th of the month when the levana is full to a certain extent, because that is a good mazel. That is a good constellation to get married. Says the Ramah. Well, l'chein, since these facts are true, we take into consideration constellations. Nago gamkin lahaschil l'umoy b'rosh chodesh is also important for a person to start learning Torah when he starts a new mesechta, a new chavrusa, or a new group of learning to begin on the first day of the month of Rosh Chodesh. Why, says the Ramah, ki afal pi shein nechush leishtimin, because we shouldn't get worried and scared if we start a different day, but however, we want to have b'matzliach, and in order to be success, you should have the constellations on your team, and therefore it is better to have a good constellation on the beginning of a month when the month is full. Says the Ramah Vaita, Also, a person, says the Rambam, Adam Yodea, anything that a person knows, Shu Keneged HaMazel, against the constellation Lo Yasa V'Lo Yismach Al Nes, he shouldn't do anything against constellations. Now, if you can't do anything against constellations, we take consider constellations, so maybe there is a person out there who will say, you know what, it's so important, constellation, let me learn about the constellations, and I'll know when to invest in certain stocks, and I'll know when to do certain things. However, the Rambam warns us, Ela Shein Lachor Achazeh, person should not get involved looking into constellations. Mishum tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. A person should be tamim. A person should not look into the constellations. So we see, even though you shouldn't go after the constellation, look into the constellations, because tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. However, a person that knows previous constellations should take that as a factor and should not do opposite the constellations. So we see constellations is for sure a valid concern in halacha across the board. The question is, if it's a valid concern, so how does that come into fact? How does that come into play when we deal with Jewish hashkafa that a person could daven, a person could change his allotment? L'chayra, constellations are against that. So if we look into the sefer, a beautiful sefer called Sifsei Chaim, that was written by Rav Friedlander, the Mishkiach Aponovich, over there on Amud Reish Pehe, he brings down five shitas how constellations work and how they do not work. I'd like to enumerate all five shitas. The first opinion that's brought down is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says, and this is, I think, the classic understanding of constellations, that a person can change his constellations through tefillah and mitzvahs. But if he does not change it actively through Torah or mitzvahs, the constellations will run his life. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, there is an opinion of the Ran, and a lot of you are probably are familiar with the Ran. The Ran says in his Chidushim Lamod Katan, the Ran says that no, on the contrary, mazalos have no factor at all. The dealings with Yiddish people, Jewish people, are above constellations, and therefore the Ran says over there that a person is only judged through his schuyos and his averis, and there is no concept of constellations at all. Now that Ran Rafilander points out, even though hashkafically it makes a lot of sense that we should totally be in charge of our lives through our mitzvahs and through our averes, but that seems to contradict the aforementioned gemaras. But halakhah, that's the sheet of the Ran. The Rashba is a little bit between the Ran and Rashi. The Rashba says that there's a difference, and this Rashba is maybe the Ran is in sync with this Rashba, and we could answer why there's no steer to the gemaras. But there's a Rashba that says that when a person is doing the Ratzon Hashem generally and is keeping to his best ability Torah and mitzvah, so then Hashem puts him in the realm of mazalos, and Hashem says, takes him out of the realm of mazalos, you know what, now you're a frum Jew, now you're keeping Torah and mitzvahs, now I'm going to judge you according to your mitzvahs and averis. But if a person is not doing Ritzoyno Yishal Mokum, he's not trying his best to be a good Jew, then Hashem says to them, you know what, you're not trying to play the game, trying to be someone who I want to judge according to his actions, and therefore I'll only judge everything in your life through mazalos. That's the Shitas HaRashba, somewhere in the middle between the Ran and Rashi. A fourth opinion is the opinion of the Ramchal. The Ramchal, Rav Friedlander said this in Das Tfuna and other places, that the Ramchal has a theory, and the Ramchal has a theme. The Ramchal's theme is throughout his svarim is that there's something called a mazel elyoin and there's something called a mazel tachtoin. The mazel elyoin, the Ramchal explains, is that there is a constellation that influences our lives. And the reason it's influencing lives is because this influence is an influence that must be furthered for the tachlis habriya, for the purpose of creation. So certain things that happen to people, and it happens even though in our daily lives or even in a general sense, because it's furthering the tachlis habriya. Now, we don't know what it is, what's going to happen to us. What furthers the tachlis habriya? We don't know if we stab our, if we bump our foot, is that furthering the tachlis habriya to a certain degree? But Anything that has to do with Tachlis Habriya, that's the Mazel Elyon, that's the higher constellation. The other constellation that Ramchal says is the Mazel HaTachton, is the lower constellation. Now this lower constellation says that this has no furthering on the Tachlis Habriya specifically. And basically things happen to us, but it doesn't really make a difference to the purpose of creation. In a broader sense. And this lower constellation, so occurrences that happen to us have to do with this lower constellation, so over there, the Ramchal says, those are not set in stone. Those can be changed through davening, through tefillah. Those are not set in stone. But the mazel, elyon, if something's going to happen to a person or to Klal Yisrael because of the general Tachlis Habriya, that cannot be changed at all. That's set in stone. So that's the opinion of the Ramchal, the chilik between Mazel Elyon and Mazel Tachton. There is another opinion, which is the opinion of the Gon. The Gra is in his Sifrei Kabbalah, is brought down, and the Sefer Kavanis, all this is quoted in the in Rav Sifsei Chaim and Rav Chaim Freeland the Sefer and Pirkei Emunah Bitachon on Reish Pehei. But he brings the Goin. The Goin says like this. The Goin says that a person's life, there is no ruling of a constellation. The constellation has no shlita, does not change anything in a person's life. However, and therefore a person's life is basically run through his ma'isim. However, the Uma and the Makom, a person's place of residence, and a person's nationality, the country he lives in, whether it be America, whether it be New York, whether it be LA, those do have somewhat an influence on him. Again, a person will not have an influence, mazel, specifically, but generally all the people in this makam, generally all the people in this ummah, in this nation or this community, will have a certain mazel and they will be affected by it. That's the fifth opinion that Rav Chaim Friedlander brings down. Now, there is very interesting to point out that Rav Dessler, which is surprisingly a Rebbe of Rav Friedlander, Rav Friedlander has really discussed it so much, Rav Dessler, in Michtav Me Eliyahu, quotes a Radak. Okay, this Michtav Eliyahu is in Chelik Dalid, an Amud Tzadi Ches to Tzadi Tes. And he brings down a Radak, and he says like this. He says that a person in this world has different Kalim, gets different things allotted to him, whether it be money, whether it be a shidduch, whether it be a children. Now, these things that are allotted to him, there's reasons why Hashem gave this to him. There's reasons why he has a certain child. There's reasons why he has a certain amount of money. There's reasons why he has a certain shidduch. Now, these reasons are either one of two reasons. Either A, they are reasons that are his tafkid ba'olam. They are given to him because this is his goal in this world. We all know everyone has one tafkid, one purpose, why mainly he's here, even though he has to keep all tariag mitzvahs, but there's a main soul driving purpose. So the Mikhtav says that if the reason he has this child, wife, or money allotted to him is for him to reach his tafkid, so that, says Mikhtav Eliyahu, that is way beyond any constellation. That's totally to do with his tafkid. However, there are certain things, and his tafkid, I'm sorry, those things are in line with the constellation, because a person's tafkid is totally in line with his constellation. When a person was born, has to do with his tafkid in this world. However, if it's not allotted to him because of a tafkid in this world, but rather it's allotted to him because of his actions, of his schar and his onish, so those things have nothing to do with the constellations. Again, a person can get allotted something because of the constellation, because of his tafkid, which is to do with the constellation. A person can be allotted to him something that caught him in the world, because not because of his constellation or what his point in the world is, but rather because of his mitzvahs he previously or various that he did. That's the Michtav Eliyahu that can be seen over there. However, there's also another myriad of opinions that discuss the topic. When we talk about Mazel Yisrael, who are we talking about? Are we talking about the group of Jews, or are we talking about specific people? Listen to this. There is an opinion of the Rashba, a beautiful Rashba. The Rashba asked the question, we daven on Rosh Hashanah, and we say, V'al ha-medinos bo ye omer, Ezel l'soiva ve'ezel l'chaim, ezel l'cherev, ezel l'misa. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Al hay medinos bo ye'omer, to the cities it shall be said, who will die, who will live. What's this stress, emphasis on medinos, on cities? What does cities have to do with at all with who will be judged? So the Rajba in Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Ches, answers this very question, why it says medinos. And the Rajba says, fascinating Rajba, that mazolos, constellations, have no impact on a group of Jews. It has only an impact on a single individual Jew. And therefore in Rosh Hashanah, when we're saying that things will happen to you throughout the year because of Rosh Hashanah, that's specifically a judgment on a group of people, not on a specific person. A specific person is totally under the mazolos. But a group of people, what will happen to a group of people? That has nothing to do with mazal, that's the schus of the group. So therefore, it's why it's very important in Rosh Hashanah, maybe to have in mind that not only you think about yourself, what am I going to do, what's going to be me? It could be that Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with you personally. No, we're talking about a group of people, about an ear. What's going to happen to you is all constellations. What's going to happen to the group as a whole, that's specifically talking about something beyond constellation. That's talking about a group. That's the Shitas Rajba. On the other end of the spectrum, we have the Shitas Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya can be seen in Devarim, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, and he says the exact opposite. Fascinating. Exact opposite of the Rajba. The Rabbeinu Bachya says over there, I don't want to go into the specifics how he says it, you can look at it. The Rabbeinu Bachya says over there that, on the other hand, no. A group of Jews, Klal Yisrael as a whole, they're under mazolos. A group of Jews are influenced by the constellations. However, a specific person, a single person, no. He is totally judged according to his averes and his mitzvahs. So that's the opposite of the Rajba. That's Rabbeinu Bachya. Now, at the end of the day, Lemaisa, how do we paskin with regards to all mazolos in halacha and hashkafa? So it seems to be there are, according to all the aforementioned opinions, a considerable influence of the constellations to a certain degree, and like an argument, it's taken into consideration. So it does exist. Now, a person, if he knows any constellations, like we said in the Ramah, and some Kuf Ayin Tesh, should avoid contradicting constellations. But that's if he already knows about the constellations. However, to go to seek out, to try to seek out, the constellations, even though they exist, that would be usur, that would be something that would be prohibited on Jewish law, because there's Nisid Araisa. And this Isser itself, the Choyro, recognizes the concept of constellations, Tamim Tieh Im Hashem Elokecha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.